Chapter 3 1. Literature. Listen to a lecture in a literature class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
We're going to start today by talking about genres, and we'll discuss genres in the history of literature, all the way back to ancient Greece. Okay, so in the first place, what's a genre? Basically, it's a defining category of art, literature, or music, that sort of thing. Let's talk about a few genres. One of the earliest genres of literature was tragedy. There are a lot of different defining qualities of a tragedy, but in general, there's a heroic character with a tragic flaw, something in the character's personality that makes him or her meet with bad fortune. Like Medea. Medea is a play by Euripides, where the main character, Medea, meets with bad fortune because of her jealousy. So yeah, her tragic flaw was jealousy. Okay, comedy is another genre. Now, comedy today usually means something is really funny, but comedies earlier in history were more lighthearted than funny. Generally, strange events happen because of some sort of misunderstanding. Can I go on? Okay, so perhaps the most famous comedies come from Shakespeare, whom I'm sure you all know. Shakespeare's comedies usually involve people in love who are tricked or confused through some clever ruse. A Midsummer Night's Dream is a good example. People fall asleep in a forest, it's kind of silly, where a magical flower makes them fall in love with anyone they see.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
There are a lot of different defining qualities of a tragedy, but in general there's a heroic character with a tragic flaw, something in the character's personality that makes him or her meet with bad fortune. Like Medea.
Why does the professor say this?
Like Medea.
Two. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Generally, strange events happen because of some sort of misunderstanding. Can I go on? Okay.
Why does the professor say this?
Can I go on?
Three. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
A Midsummer Night's Dream is a good example. People fall asleep in a forest. It's kind of silly, where a magical flower makes them fall in love with anyone they see.
Why does the professor say this?
It's kind of silly,